Back to work on a cool Wednesday for the Red Hot Jaguars. And after the 0-8 start, they've won 4 out of 5 since the bye. And this week, they'll welcome in the 4-9 Buffalo Bills. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And it's really nice to have a little momentum around the building.
I was going to say, momentum's neat, isn't it? I mean, all of a sudden, after an 0-8 start, you have this team winning 4 or 5 games. And the vibe, the feeling you're around is just different.
Yeah, 3 in a row makes things a lot different around here. That has not happened here in a long time.
Well, 4 in a row hasn't happened since 2007, last time the Jags made the playoffs. That's going to be a topic this week, but it's exciting to be around.
Let's get into practice today. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields. Denard Robinson might factor into the game plan this week. Depending on the outlook from Maurice Jones-Drew, you might see the rookie out of Michigan a little bit more. Delone Carter, third-year player out of Syracuse, a fourth-round pick of the Colts back in 2011, made his Jaguars debut in the practice field today, a running back. We'll get back to running back in a moment. Linebacker Leroy Reynolds back on the field for the first time since his suspension as well. And, of course, the biggest news this week, Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice on Wednesday, strained his hamstring in the fourth quarter against Houston. Gus Bradley said on Monday that he might get on the practice field by Friday of this week. Mojo said today he's hopeful that he'll be ready to go by game time.
To me, I want to play. Trust me, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. It's just kind of a deal. You don't want to make it worse, so you have to make sure it's healed the right way. You want to be smart in that situation. So, like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. If we got to push it back till Saturday, I mean, we got to do whatever we got to do. But I'm confident that I'll be able to go the way things have been going and the things we've been doing. And if we continue on this the way we've been healing and things we've been doing, I think we'll be all right.
Of course, with Maurice Jones-Drew running back there as well as he has, the Jaguars have run the ball very well as a team the past few weeks. That's no coincidence.
Well, and talking to Jed Fish today, he said obviously it's a challenge being without Mojo. But at some point, this team has to run whether he's on the field or not. Offensive line has blocked well enough for that to happen. Jordan Tobbins had some big runs without Mojo in there. So I think they're pretty confident they can get that done no matter what Maurice Jones-Drew's status is.
Tobbins might see a little more Robinson as the game goes. Don't forget about the new guy, Carter, we just mentioned as well. But they've got to sustain the running game no matter who's back there, right?
Well, it puts you into third and manageable and second and manageable. And if anything, that's been the key. The offense hasn't been the 99 Rams lately. It's been better because they've been able to run.
There's a little bit of a buzz around town the last few days because the Jaguars are still mathematically alive for the postseason. Don't laugh, John.
No, I'm not laughing.
It's very true.
I've been writing it.
It hasn't happened in a long time. It's the middle of December. How does this all work out?
Well, it's neat to be talking about that. It's very unrealistic. Baltimore's got to lose. Miami's got to lose. There's three or four more teams I got written down here after lose a couple of times. The first two I mentioned after lose all three games. It's very difficult to imagine it happening. It can happen. Biggest thing is Jaguars have to win all three of their games.
Got to win, got to have a lot of help, and it could be done as early as this week if one of those other teams wins. You know, a month ago all we heard about when the Jaguars were 0-8 were how fans wanted the team to lose out and get the first overall pick. But boy, times have changed. This team is now 4-9. This is starting to be a little more of a successful season than getting draft picks.
Well, I get questions like that a lot. What makes a successful season? In the case of this team, as bad as they started and as much as they had to rebuild from, so far it is a successful season. I think if you continue to play well, win three, great. But if you continue to play well over the last three games of the season, this season has to be qualified as a success.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really gauge success by playoffs. It's not really fair for this team.
But
from where they were to where they are coming up.
Unqualified so far.
Great stuff as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
John Osher, senior writer, Jaguars.com. The Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.